Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. So you owned and operated a real-world store before you opened your eBay store, or maybe you're considering opening one. Here now to tell us how his eBay store stacks up against his brick-and-mortar enterprise is Joseph DeMarco. He's known on eBay as top-rated seller Hubcap Joe's. Joe, which is easier, selling in your brick-and-mortar store or selling on eBay, and why?
Good afternoon, Lee and Griff. How are you guys doing today?
Peachy, thank you, Joe.
I have been open in this particular location since 1994, and I can honestly tell you that selling on eBay is 100% easier. And there are just many, many reasons. And I'd like to go over a few of them now, if I may.
Oh, please do.
Now, I'm not saying operating a brick-and-mortar store is all bad, because it's not. But there's certain things you really need to know before you take the plunge. And the first thing that really will be a hamper with sales is the weather. Anytime we get a snowstorm, even if it's 3 inches, 4 inches, 5 inches, it brings traffic to a crawl. And last year, we had an absolutely devastating winter with one snowstorm after the other. And I'm talking 8 or 10 inches at a time. And it totally cut off my retail income. But however, during those snowstorms, my eBay store was alive and well and producing. That's very important to have a steady stream of income like that. Now, another thing that'll cut down on sales is something that you probably don't have in California, something called blue laws. Do you have that?
No, but not I grew up with them in the South.
Yeah, not in California.
Sunday, you can't do anything. You have no fun. They suck all the joy out of Sunday.
You know, I'm telling you, nothing is allowed to be sold here on Sunday except edible and gasoline.
Yeah.
That is it. And we're not allowed to open on any holiday, not that I even would, like Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, Easter, etc. Yet, during those downtimes, my eBay store is also alive, well, and hopefully generating serious coin.
Oh.
That's something a lot of people don't think of.
I hadn't even considered blue law restrictions. That is important.
So, go ahead.
We live in the only county here, I live in Bergen County, that has blue laws. They were enacted back in the 1950s. And the people here love them because it reduces traffic from the malls. And I can understand the way they're thinking. You know, it does reduce traffic.
The malls are closed on Sunday?
Oh, yes. In Bergen County, you can't go to a mall.
You're kidding. See, in the South, when people talked about blue laws, Griff and Joe, they talked about not being able to buy booze, basically.
Yeah, liquor. Yeah. No, and Massachusetts had similar laws for a long time, and they still have a few. But stores can open in Massachusetts on Sunday.
Wow. Well, that's what the people like here. They like their blue laws, and they like their quiet, laid-back Sunday. And I'm really not opposed to it myself, because I can still make money by selling on eBay.
Absolutely.
I never heard that. So we've heard two things from him. Weather hurts brick-and-mortar stores more than it hurts eBay sellers. Every now and then, there's such a bad storm in an area that we are asked to have patience if we're buying or selling with somebody from that area. But that is very rare. And even when that's happening, Joe's right. You can sell it to other people all over the world and all over the globe.
A few years ago, we had a storm you may have heard of called Superstorm Sandy.
Oh, yeah.
That was the worst storm in my entire life. It took down all the power lines in my area, and we had no power for over 1 week in both my house and my business, and it was declared a state of emergency in New Jersey and New York City, and we weren't even allowed to open, but we couldn't because we had no electricity to process credit cards or anything. And this is the one time where selling on eBay was a little difficult for me, because I had to drive down to a Target store in Hackensack, New Jersey, because they were the only ones that had a working internet Wi-Fi connection. So I had to lug my MacBook down there and actually handle my eBay store remotely.
But you did it.
And it worked.
You were able to do it. That's exciting.
Sure.
So are there some things you can do on eBay that you can't do in your brick-and-mortar store?
Actually, there's quite a few things. You can stay open 24 hours, which is always a positive thing. I have a lot of buyers out by you in California that I could never reach with my local East Coast hours because of the three-hour time difference.
Hmm.
I get to meet a lot of new customers that I could never meet out here because people out in California and even in Las Vegas and those nice states where the weather is always shiny really care about their cause, and they're willing to spend, and they have a lot of unusual requests that most merchants like myself cannot fill. So I'm lucky that I can fill a lot of those unusual requests.
Such as?
Such as, let's say, for instance, a 1976 Cadillac Eldorado, which is probably my favorite car on the earth. I've always wanted one, a convertible. You don't see that car around here ever. But yet, I get an insatiable amount of people looking for 1976 Cadillac Eldorado convertible hubcaps on eBay. I can't fill the need.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Well, since you have a physical location, why did you begin selling on eBay, and how did it happen?
Well, like I said, I started in this location in 94, and I started with eBay in 99. At the time, I had a friend of mine who was also a hubcap seller, and he knew about eBay, and he was nagging me to join eBay. And at the time, I really didn't need to get any extra income because I was really super busy. But finally, after a lot of convincing, he got me onto eBay, and I checked it out, and I listed some items. And immediately, things started selling. So each week, I would list maybe only 10 or 20 items tops, because it was just like the icing on the cake, not the cake itself. But changes in buyer behavior started here around the year 2001, back when we had the 9/11 incidents, if you remember.
Yeah.
And everybody since that day seems to want to live for the moment around here. They want to spend on things that are enjoyment, not so much on their cars. And when they want to buy a part for their car, they'd rather have it shipped to them instead of driving over here and getting it in person. So my eBay sales started increasing dramatically. So I listed more and more, and I opened my first eBay store, which back then was a basic store. And that worked for a few years. And then after a few years, I decided to upgrade to the middle-of-the-road store, which is the premium store. And that's what I have right now, and it's working great. And each year, I make more and more on eBay.
I love hearing this.
Of course.
Now, I'm a big eBay fanboy, Griff. You're going to love me because I tell anyone that walks in here, if they ask me for a hubcap that I don't have, they say to me, where can I get the hubcap, Joe? I say, the only place I recommend is eBay. I'm almost guaranteeing you'll find it there.
If not from you, from another seller.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I get requests for when someone sees a shirt and I don't have it in their size, I'll do a quick search for an identical shirt that is their size and say, go visit this seller. They have it.
Sure. I often do that when the customer is standing here. If I don't have a hubcap for a particular Honda, I'll just punch it right into the MacBook Pro here, look it up on eBay. I'll show it to the customer, and I'll say to them, just go home, sign on to eBay, and here's the item number.
You two guys are great. Because if you think about it, although we each have our own stores and things on eBay, we're all one store in one sense on a different level. Everybody who sells on eBay is like one store.
Yeah, it's true.
And so if we help each other, we're just helping people stay on eBay and feel good about eBay.
Well, I mean, I don't know what the alternative is. No, I don't have it, so don't even bother to look for it.
Right.
Well, in the old days, Macy's isn't going to send you to Gimbel's, you know.
Maybe they should have.
But I like your attitudes here because this helps keeps customers coming back.
So if you do that with a seller or the buyer, and then they go and buy more stuff from that person, well, that's how it works out. But I believe that when you do that with a buyer, they remember who made the referral and they come back to you.
I would.
I would as well.
Boy, if I needed a hubcap, Joe, people have gotten to know you from this show.
Yes.
If I needed a hubcap, you'd be the first person I'd go to.
Do you need some hubcaps?
I don't need any hubcaps right now.
You may in another few hours. Go check your car.
But, you know, it's all, you're a nice guy, Joe. You too, Griff.
Well, Joe's much nicer than I am, I got to admit.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, he doesn't have a mean bone in his body. I, on the other hand.
How have your sales patterns changed over the years since you started on eBay back in 1999?
Well, I would say now I try and list items every single day of the week. I mean, if I don't list items, it's only because I'm really busy doing something else. I try and get at least 5 items listed, and I've noticed that eBay sellers are like one big family. Now, I'm sure you guys are part of some of the Facebook groups that are out there.
Sure.
And there are some Facebook groups that are so helpful. Like there's one, Catherine Terrell's group is dedicated
to Catherine.
eBay stores. She does such a great job of her eBay stores group that if you have a question about an eBay store and you post it in her group, you will have an answer within 10 minutes. I'm not kidding.
We are so impressed with Catherine.
She is such a nice lady. I've met her in 3 or 4 different states already.
She's a frequent guest on
and
eBay
she's
Radio.
A New Yorker.
Hey, listen, very quickly, because we're almost out of time here. You made some instructional eBay videos. Where can we find them? They're on YouTube.
Yes, my YouTube ID is Crazy NY Driver. That's CrazyNYDriver. And hopefully you'll find some of them helpful.
Well, I'm sure we will. We'd love to have you back.
I watched them.
Come back on soon, okay, Joe? We love having you on. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. This segment was brought to you by Rhode, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Up next, organizing your inventory. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
If you're looking for a cheaper, easier, more reliable shipping option for your latest sold item, say hello to Rhode. Rhode connects people who have stuff to send with a driver who's already heading that way. Just download the free Rhode app to your smartphone, then create a post describing what you need to send, where you need to send it, and when, including pickup and delivery locations. A verified Rhode driver will respond so you can work out the details. You pay through your Rhode account, then Rhode pays the driver. And since Rhode sets the price, there's no bartering or haggling. You can keep an eye on your shipment with real-time tracking and contact your driver at any point along the way. Plus, with every package insured for up to $500 and 24/7 customer support from Rhode's pit crew, you can trust your package will get where it needs to go. Download the free Rhode app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. For more information, visit Rhode.com.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says. Shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.